Let's Talk Sport with Brent Costello from WinTV. Hello, mate.
G'day, Darren. How you going?
Going very well. Let's start off with the cricket, and our women's cricket team have wrapped up the T20 series in New Zealand. Watched it yesterday. Just good to actually watch some cricket.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? So great to see them back out there. And yes, so got the job done beautifully in the first two games, one on Saturday, one on Sunday. Ashgarda did pretty well in the first game, 60, and Molyneux was player of the game yesterday with a couple of wickets. So, as you say, they've wrapped it up to only a three-game T20 series. The next game's coming up on Wednesday, so looking forward to that one as well.
Yeah, now, still on international cricket, so I know Cricket Tasmania is trying their best, it seems, to secure some more international cricket. Any movement on that?
Yeah, not happening this summer, it appears. We were in line to host a one-day international against New Zealand, but that series has been called off, and we're also pushing pretty hard to get that Afghanistan test series here as well, test match here as well, which has also been called off for the time being. So it looks like we'll be starved of international cricket for another summer, because you might remember last summer we were scheduled to host that New Zealand one-day game right at the end of the season, late March, and that was called off just as the COVID crisis was starting to break. So again, we've missed out, which is disappointing, but that's just the way of the world at the moment, I think.
Yeah, Cricket Tasmania's Premier League, I think, actually starts this weekend too. So, yeah, we've got the Greater Northern Raiders in that. Okay, let's go to AFL. So we've got finals starting this weekend. So Thursday night, it's Geelong and Port Adelaide.
Yeah, it is. So this will be for a spot in the prelim final, a direct ticket. The game obviously being played in South Australia at the Adelaide Oval, given Port qualified first on top of the table. So I expect them to win. I expect them to go right through to the grand final, actually. They're not really... they're flown under the radar a fair bit.
Yep.
They play well at the Adelaide Oval. They play pretty well in Queensland as well. So even if they had to go there, I'd probably back them in. But if they win this one, they get a home prelim. That puts them straight into the grand final at the Gabba. So, Port for me in that one, I reckon, Darren.
Yep, and Friday night, Lions and Richmond.
Yeah, all the talk is about the Richmond Tigers' dominance over Brisbane at the moment. So, yeah, it's going to be tough for Brisbane, I reckon, just because of that mental part of it that Richmond's had the wood over him for quite some time, particularly at the Gabba. So I'd expect Richmond to probably get the job done, but I reckon it'll be a lot closer. I reckon it'll be a really good game, that one.
And the other games over the weekend are all knockouts, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. So you've got Western Bulldogs and St Kilda on West Coast and Collingwood. So, yeah, no tomorrow for the loser of each of those games.
All right, we'll talk more about those games on Friday. All right, TSL. I know Jay Bowden played his last game yesterday.
Yeah, he did. It's pretty sad to see him walk off for the final time. He's probably still one of the best players in the competition, but his body has been through a bit. So, obviously, it catches up with it at some point. But, yeah, sad that he won't be running around again. He's probably my favourite player over the journey to watch. Just really sad he never got to have a crack at AFL level, but he can retire pretty happy with the resume he's produced locally. It's been quite something. But his team couldn't get it done for him yesterday. North Hobart spoiled the party and got the job done in a thrilling win in the end, which probably means Glenorchy will win the wooden spoon now. They've got North Launceston in the final round away, so that's not going to be an easy game for them. So if they don't win, they'll probably win the wooden spoon. So that win yesterday is an important one for North Hobart. Also going to have come down to the final round for a final spot between Clarence and the Tigers. So Clarence is probably in the box seat. They've got North Hobart and a superior percentage. But if they lose and the Tigers can beat Lauderdale, the Tigers will jump them into the top four. So it's a pretty big weekend coming up in the final round of TSL.
Righto. NPL Soccer. So Devonport Strikers 3 beat Kingborough 1 at Valley Road on Saturday. So they remain top of the ladder. Well, they're on track for another title. I know, you know, you don't want to get ahead of yourself, but, gee, they look pretty good.
Yeah, they do. They're 4 points ahead of Glenorchy. So it's a race of two, really. And it's only going to be if Devonport drops some points, which at the moment, as you say, Darren, doesn't look likely. They're going pretty well. So, the titles is theirs to lose. Let's hope they don't drop the ball from here. I'm sure they won't.
Yep, and in the WSL, unfortunately, the Ulverston girls lost 3-2 to Kingborough on the weekend. Devonport Bulls, so The finals in the Tasmanian Rugby Championship start this weekend. I know the Bulls beat Taruna on the weekend in the last round, so Bulls well on top. They haven't dropped a game. They're on track for a title. I think they play Taruna again, I think, this weekend at Don here in Devonport. So they're going well.
Yeah, absolutely. You have been a very good pool. Both of those clubs, really, Taruna and Devonport, have been really good in that competition for the last few years. So, yeah, it's shaping up to be a good final series, isn't it?
Yep, indeed. All right, Supercar. So, Scott McLaughlin's got the crown.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, obviously, haven't really hit Bathurst yet, but he's managed to get the title ahead of Jamie Whincup. He was the only one that could really chase him down, but yeah, he's got the job done. Three straight Supercars titles in a row, only the fourth driver to do that. So he's a dominant driver, and obviously rumours are circulating that he might be going to NASCAR next year, which would be awesome. Obviously, our own Marcus Ambrose has competed in that before, but only had to come second yesterday to clinch the title, and that's exactly what he did. So he's his lead's 305 points or something now, I think, over Jamie Whincup. So it's in the bag.
Yep, hell of a driver. All right, mate, thanks for that, and we'll catch you on WinTV tonight from 6.
Thanks, Darren. Cheers.